My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is helping his comedy protege Becky write comedy. Davin's scammer Agnes asks if they could start writing porn again. But will Davin need a drink to get in the mood? He might not if he could lick Agnes. So listen and enjoy.
So, 4:55, last Tuesday, Pip Helix is on her way.
Yes.
Agnes is calling, because whenever I need to do shit, Stupid's there.
What so, are you? Who, me? Besides that, she was calling.
I was like, wait, I'm on my way. I'm not there.
So a little bit of small talk. I don't read that anymore. She goes, what are you working on? I go, comedy stuff for Becky, because I knew Pip was going to be here soon. Mm-hmm. So I got to, you know, I need an excuse. She asked me to make some of her new jokes, I fucking type like her, a bit funnier. She has an audition for TV, and she wants me to help her. She'll be here later to go over it. With everything that was going on, I was not in the mood to be funny, but now I have a new energy about me.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, thank you, my love. I go, no reason to thank. It's true. Love you. She says, love you more. I say, yuck. So, you were saying you wanted to write a script for when we met. What did you have in mind, my love?
Oh.
Is that what you want? She says. I go, well, you brought it up before. I thought that is what you wanted. Yes, I want it. But right now, you've got to finish what Becky wanted.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, she's pretty liberal.
All right, started off. She goes,
Finish off Becky and then come back to me.
Well, we've established I can have sex for money.
Apparently.
She is in need of it. I go, she's not as important as us. I can put it aside for a bit for you. I've been working all day. Oh, darling, she is your best friend. Remember, please help her. I go, she's not my best friend. She's a protege. She is a friend. If you do not wish to write what you wanted to before, that is cool. Just tell me. Please don't take it hard, she says.
But Becky will.
I haven't gone there yet with Becky. I only want you to help your friend, too. You said it was really important for her. She's very considerate for somebody trying to get my money.
I know, really.
I go, I know. I have it under control. I've been working on it all day, so a break with you would have been worth it. Besides, there are things I need her input on before I continue.
Yeah. Okay. Input.
It was dirty, wasn't it?
Yes, input.
I need her input.
Where do you want to start from? Have you submitted the roller coaster? Remember, this is the fucking porn when I was in Hershey Park that I said we did a porn?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Months ago, over the summer, fucking August, this bitch is still holding on to the dream.
We're still going to finish this damn porn, and I'm going to make money.
I go, no, they are waiting, but if I quit, then I might not have to finish it. She goes, maybe we can continue that. I go, I don't understand. This morning you wanted to focus on us. That is work. This would be for fun. We can focus on work and love, but your work is more fun. It comes in with love. I go, but I hate my job. So where do we leave off? She's back.
Oh, no, you bastard. Oh,
from
no.
The roller? That's all she remembers about this thing, that we had sex on the roller.
I wish she'd finish the roller coaster one.
Well, maybe one day, Joe. But I'm stringing her along. I'm scamming her, stupid. I can't give her... I'm sorry it's not going as quickly as you would like, so it could be over like your awful relationship.
Oh, wow.
There's still hope.
It's over. Unless I fucking get in there and get you back.
Why am I sitting here bummed when you said that?
I know
why
the pain.
Why don't I just say fine? What's going on?
Joe, I won't judge. I know the pain. I go, you really want to write for work, don't you? She goes, I want to make everything possible for us to meet. So you want me to continue even though the priest tells me I should stop? Just for us to meet. After we can forget that. You said we can be able to meet without writing the scripts, and now I'm saying we can write, then we are finally together. We stop. No, I know. I just hate my job, and it is wrong. We will meet without it, but it will take longer. I know. I love you, she says. I love you. I hate myself for writing smut. I am torn.
No, you don't.
She goes, let's take it as if we are both in together. Don't look down on yourself. I go, the priest has influenced me. Your pleas for me to turn to Jesus has influenced me. It is not a godly pursuit. She goes, I know, honey. But let's do this once and for all. We will stop when we get the when we got the tickets.
Yeah.
I go, okay. I guess I need to wrap my head around it. She goes, I thought we were over with that. I am, honey. I just need to gather myself. I will need to have a drink to get in the mood.
Oh, boy.
She goes, oh, don't. Please. Hun, it makes the pain from my dirtiness go away a bit. It will be fine. A little drink won't hurt.
Gosh. You really shouldn't drink.
She goes, gosh, yeah. I will make you lick me every day if that will make you stop drinking. And then I fucking howled.
Gosh.
That was it. I got my wife over there behind me. Pip Helix is over here. This comes across my screen, and I'm laughing like an asshole, and I can't share with
anybody.
And I have to hold it a week.
And you can't tell anybody for for various reasons.
Again, let me repeat. Gosh, I will make you lick me every day if that will make you stop drinking. Like she's a fucking frog that you get a high off of.
Maybe she is.
Trading in bourbon for fish, are you?
That's great. Oh, God, I would not have been able to contain myself if you told me what she just said when I walked in last week.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, I mean, I put in a lot of bullshit, but I mine some really good shit out of
that. That's amazing.
I like this one. Whoever this one is.
Whoever this one is, this is the clever one who's like...
Yeah, you got a different one this week.
Yeah.
This one's fun.
This one's good.
This is the one that I was talking to when I was cooking rice, and my daughter was sitting across from me, and my parents were coming in.
That's right.
I go, wow. She goes, LOL, just joking. Bitch. I go, damn, you got me sober for a second, LOL.
Really?
She goes, LOL, I'm only joking. I go, that's a shame. She goes, why do you say that? Do you really want to lick me?
duh.
Here's the thing. And a person who's very familiar with these scammers, so I won't reveal her name, who I've been talking to, said that, and this makes sense, African women have a very different stance on sex and sexuality than Western women do.
Okay.
So I don't think there's all that foreplay and the licking and all that stuff.
Right.
I think it's like, wham, bam, let's scam a man.
Yeah.
You know
what? Okay.
I think sex is something you do quickly.
Right.
And roughly.
Okay. And so this person's like, really, you wanna?
It makes no sense. They probably think it's like dirty.
Probably. And they're probably like, ew, you gross pig.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean... But, yeah, I mean, listen, if the scammer looked like who she's pretending to be,
yeah,
I'll fucking give it a shot. I'm a team player.
You go to the
as long as the real one doesn't have to fucking talk. Ugh. I think I'd rather talk to the scammer.
Yeah, really.
To quote Joe, she makes it roll up like a party horn.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.